This week is Emergency Medical Services Week, and Honolulu EMS Chief Chris Sloman tells us one of his big worries was making sure training classes could continue so the city could work at filling the 20 or so paramedic and emergency technician staff vacancies. That essential program is handled at Kapi'olani Community College, and it did, in fact, stay open, even though most of the university was shut down 2 months ago as a result of the pandemic restrictions. This week honors EMS workers, whose first responders you see, along with firefighters and police, when you have to call 911. The risk those frontline workers take every day is at the forefront, as we recently heard about the 11 Los Angeles firefighters who were hurt while responding to an emergency blaze. EMS strong, ready today, preparing for tomorrow is the theme nationwide. We talked to Chief Chris Sloman about the critical staff training that is still on track.
You know, one of our big concerns was coming into the event with some vacancies and having some shortages for staffing. One of our biggest concerns was basically not having the students that were in the process of going through the training of becoming potential future employees for us, and not knowing, you know, how long the event could endure. So working with KCC, the faculty at KCC's EMS program has been phenomenal, and they've kept their paramedic program functioning and open through the process, even though the remainder of KCC and, you know, UH had to basically shut down, right, or go to all distance type stuff. But they've been able to adapt, and we've been able to keep the paramedic program on course. And there was a few weeks that we had to take the EMT program off to, you know, address some concerns and get them to a different place in their training where they were safe to be out, you know, using proper PPE with our folks to do their clinical part of their training as well. But we've been able to overcome those, and those functions, those programs remain open and functional, which is good news for us, because that means that we'll continue to have new people to come in as we have normal attrition and try and fill those vacancies.
Right, because a lot of the training is kind of hands-on too, right?
Correct.
As we mark EMS Week, I understand that the cases that you folks normally respond to are down?
They are. At the moment, on most days, we're averaging probably about 30 to 40% below normal annual call volume. It's a little deceptive, though, because the calls that we're doing now take longer, right? It takes longer to process, it takes longer to put on the PPE, and it takes longer to decontaminate after every call. So it's kind of been a trade-off. Even though it's less volume, there's not really a decrease in workload for the individuals. Now, we're not seeing it so much here, but we're worried about, and we're watching closely, but we are starting to get anecdotal evidence from the mainland that there's places where people are avoiding calling 911, and even, you know, people having heart attacks and strokes and those types of circumstances, and out of fear of COVID 911, they're not calling 911 or visiting their emergency room. And so we're seeing spikes in death rates due to those things that probably are not, you know, directly associated with COVID as far as a disease process, only because it exists.
So people are maybe waiting too long to call for help, to call 911.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, we just want to remind people that if you're having a medical emergency, something like chest pain or shortness of breath or a stroke, or if somebody's bleeding, that's why we're here. And we will take all the necessary precautions to treat you under those circumstances and get you to the appropriate facility that will also take all the appropriate, you know, precautions to prevent the spread of COVID.
I believe I did see Maui advertised in the newspaper, you know, just urging people, saying, you know, if you have a medical emergency and you need to get to the emergency room, then you should do that and call 911.
Yes.
I know the department has been plagued with kind of the chronic calls. I think at the beginning of this, I believe Jim Howitt talked about, yeah, they'd gotten a call from some lady who wanted them to go pick up her prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting that still?
In the business of 911, we have to deal with the unknowns and sort of unusual circumstances on a daily basis. So it's not really that weird to occasion. We've been called to people's homes too, because really what they needed was someone to help make a sandwich, or, you know, to help tuck them into bed. A lot of, you know, most those are rare circumstances, but we still do occasionally get those. They are far, far less. We're seeing statistically people are waiting until things are very serious before they call 911 for the most part.
And how are your crew members doing? I know the police union indicated that they had a couple of officers who tested positive, and they're recovering, but have you had any of your EMS or paramedics test positive?
To date, we have not. We have not had any confirmed positive cases amongst the EMS workforce. As far as how the EMS workforce is doing, it's a very challenging circumstance. Like I was saying earlier, the current working conditions of having to wear the additional PPE and the extra handling, the extra decontamination and sanitizing and those sorts of things, they do pay a toll. Early on in the event, obviously, we were dealing with many more unknowns than we are now. The more unknowns, the higher the anxiety, the anxiety level. I think everybody can relate to that. That has calmed as we've learned more and put practices and things into place that were backed by, science that proved to be effective and safe. And so far, knock on wood, we've made it to this point without, a confirmed exposure amongst our workforce. But the danger is still there. It doesn't go away just because we've had low numbers. And so we still have to have the posture of protecting all of our people on every single call. And that adds a lot of stress to the circumstance.
And you've been called out to deal with, a number of homeless cases. And we've been fortunate in that we haven't had an outbreak in any of those camps or in the emergency shelters. But, there is the concern when you do go to an area where people aren't using face coverings and, the sanitation isn't all that great.
Yes, those are all concerns. And probably the biggest thing that has had an impact on that for us is there's the HPD and some other organizations created this post location at Kehi Lagoon. And it's a transitional thing now to help get people from that are homeless into essentially what is a monitored quarantine section, and they move through different phases and then can be pushed out and assigned to different shelters. And so that has helped, and I think that's probably been the biggest reasons why we haven't seen spikes or clusters specific to homeless encampments to this point.
So we've got agencies that are talking to each other and trying to look after those high-need areas.
Yeah, especially the most vulnerable, like the homeless.
And do you think this pandemic may hurt your ability to recruit new staff just because of the added risk to the job?
Yeah, I think it's too early for that for us to really know that. Anecdotally, no. I think the amount of support that is obviously visible from the public, we haven't seen an increase or a decrease in interest. But that may be something that takes us, a few months or years to really know and understand.
Talk about that new unit that you folks got funded for.
Well, yeah, we added that unit the fiscal year before last, which was here in the Salt Lake area. So it's actually based here close to the airport, and it covers the whole Salt Lake area. And that's really important because it helped shift a lot of the call volume away from what was our busiest unit, which is located at Kuakini Medical Center. So that has shifted and made that call volume in that kind of Mapunapuna and Kalihi area much more manageable for us.
So it's evened it out.
Yeah. Given that it's EMS week, it's a good time for everyone to kind of stop and pause. And the tragedy in LA and the whole COVID-19 response. And it's a good opportunity, I think, for people to recognize the dangers and the risks and the self-sacrifice that paramedics and EMTs and other first responders make on a daily basis, not just during times of challenge.
That was Honolulu EMS Chief Chris Sloman talking about EMS Strong, ready today, planning for tomorrow. For anyone interested in the open EMS jobs that are available, find links to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, later today.